The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello.
Yeah. Could you say
hello again?
Hello.
It's me.
So what's many up, hello guys? Songs. Hi, guys. Speaking of hello.
Hello.
What's up, guys? We are about to start an interview.
Who are we first?
Oh, yeah. You guys, we're between the reps.
With Brooke and Gina.
With Brooke and Gina.
All right, guys, today on our show, we have a, don't laugh at me. Okay, this sorry. Is my third time doing this to not fuck it up. Okay, we have Chael Patrick Sonnen, a retired mixed martial artist, and he was an analyst for ESPN.
Yes.
For MMA.
Yeah.
I got it right that time.
You did. Good job.
We know nothing about MMA. MMA, UFC. This guy is...
But he seems like a badass.
Total badass.
I think they say that it was something about how he's the best fighter he's never won a UFC championship.
He is the best MMA fighter who has
never won
a belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, never. He's like fought. He's a badass.
He's a badass.
And we don't want to tell you about him much more because guess
we're gonna
what?
Let him.
We are doing a get to know you with him today. So
I'm actually going to look up some get to know you questions.
Yes. He's going to be calling us very soon.
What's happening?
Oh, I'm just having a hot flash. Hold on. Yeah, you are. I mean, is it hot in here?
It is for you. I mean, apparently it is for you, young lady.
You know what it is? You just made her so nervous that instantly she's breaking out in hives.
Compliment for old Chael. Now that's a way to make friends. Thank you. I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
What are you drinking? That's kind of a cool can.
It's called menopause.
You know,
White Claws. We're classy.
Respect.
Broad.
Well done.
We're very classy.
Mm-hmm.
Chael, let me ask you something really quick before we start.
Bad guy Inc. President. The bad guy.
Dude, I love that name.
So is that kind of your reputation?
Reputation?
Absolutely. Complete with a mugshot.
Wow. Oh, we need to get to that.
Gangster's gonna gangster. You know, boys will be boys.
You know what? Someone has to do that job. Why not you?
Somebody's got to do it, right? It can't all be moonlight and canoes.
No, it's not. Only on Instagram, you know?
So wait, I want to know. So what's the mugshot for?
Oh, a plethora of things. All felonies.
Oh.
All guilty, by the way.
Wow.
Let me be honest with you, okay?
No, seriously. It was half a Robin Hood, if you really want to know the truth.
Oh.
Have a Robin Hood. Robin Hood stole from the rich and gave to the poor. I stole from the rich and then I kept it. Half heroic.
Well, were you
and
poor
I'm not
at the time?
I'm a hero. I'm not claiming I'm a hero. I'm just a regular guy.
Okay.
Who acted heroic.
Okay.
I have no problem with that. I mean, I could have had a problem with it if I were on the other end of it, but I wasn't, so not a
We're
problem.
Not rich, so it doesn't matter.
Way it goes sometimes, right?
So,
a lot of rules, a lot of laws out there. Nobody can keep track of all of them. Come on. How was I to know?
And they're changing constantly.
They change all the time. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what the rules are.
Well, and there's some old ones that they've never gotten rid of. Like, you know, you can't spit on the street in Tennessee or some bullshit.
You can't honk your horn in New York City because it could scare the horses.
Oh, I mean, God. I actually don't know if what I said was true, but I'm assuming that what you said was actually true. I'm just snorting.
Okay. We Googled you. And
why?
Yeah. First of all, you're an incredible athlete.
You're a badass.
Seriously.
Baby.
Just so much athleticism that, I mean, okay, we don't know anything about MMA, UFC.
Yeah, we're not.
The most that I know is I've got some friends that are in that industry, and I've spent some time at Uriah Faber's gym. And so I've kind of like been around people that are training for that all the time. So I do have mad respect for what I found out about you. That's incredible.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Super
That's a
cool.
tremendous compliment. Thank you for that.
And more than that, we really do believe, I mean, I've, you know, done my sport and I love fitness and I love excelling in that, you know, in my sport and that career. But I've always been someone who, without even realizing it, has been doing like the business thing. So also, aside from whatever laws may or may not have been broken, that's pretty remarkable too. And I think it's very cool. I'd love to hear about the business side of kind of like how you move from like being full-time, just training that crazy regimen into having things to do when that was over.
Thank you for that. And one thing about me that perhaps Google didn't tell you is I'm also a sucker for a compliment. So thank you for everything you just said. I have to tell you, you know what? If you wanted to give me torture, the worst thing in the world you could give me is a day off. I hate them. Like, if you were to send me on vacation, oh, I'd beg you. I beg you to not have to go. And I just like to stay busy. So, you know, trying to find how you're going to be involved in something, it's tough, particularly when you come from a sports background. You know, that's kind of a seductive lifestyle. You get up and you work out, you take a rest, you go do it again. Pretty soon you go to bed at night, you get up and repeat. And I kind of got in that habit a little bit. But as I started to get older, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have to. You know, the lifestyle that I loved, as you get a little bit older, it gets a little bit harder to do, and it also becomes monotonous. So I was trying to find things to do more than anything. And I was also very curious. I had very good mentors. I had very good people that I could call, get good advice, and then try to copy, try to emulate. And I think maybe that's kind of how I ended up a little bit more being able to participate after the fact.
Because there's so many stories about, you know, professional athletes that when the career was over, it was like, it's kind of like some depressing stories. Either a couple of things. They don't know, you know, I can talk about my sport. You're so focused and you have to be so selfish about your routine, about your schedule. And that's like all you know how to do. And that's all you're doing. And then all of a sudden you have to interact with other humans that don't really care about, you know, your training or your competition. And that can be really uncomfortable for people. And it can honestly have some depressing stories when people aren't competing anymore or aren't, you know, a professional athlete actively in that industry anymore, trying to build a career beyond their athletic career. I've know people personally from like hockey, from other sports that it's like you try and you fail and you try and you fail. And so congratulations on, you know, trying new things and staying busy and being able to transition from that sort of, you know, regimen, which again, I don't know anything about, but I know you were a wrestler, NCAA wrestler, went to the Olympic trials. That's awesome. What was that like?
Yeah, thank you for that. And you're right. You know, that transition from being an athlete, one thing about athletes that we don't do as fast as everybody else is grow up. You don't have to. I mean, sports after all are a game. And games are for children in large part. If you're one of those people that can go and do that later in life, you're very fortunate. But you are right. When that door closes, and at least in the sport that I came from, you're never done with the sport, but you will wake up one day and the sport is done with you. And yes. That is just a reality. And a lot of athletes have nothing to look forward to but drugs and alcohol in later life. And it kind of does take a discipline to go, okay, that identity that I had is gone. But it's my job to now form a new one. And that can be a tough change. That might sound easy the way I just said it, but as you know, that can be a tough change. And whether you can do that in a week or it takes you a month or even a year, it's important that you do that. And the Olympic trials were great, by the way. There was nothing but heartbreak and letdown for the balance of my career. Now, as soon as it ended, I had really great memories, met great people and great experiences, and even got to travel and see some, you know, parts of the world that I wouldn't have seen if it wasn't for sport. But the Olympic trials specifically, the way it works in wrestling is only the number one guy goes. So every 4 years, we have 6 weight classes. Every 4 years, 6 people get to go. It's like the ultimate of sport for no opportunity. And I ended up the alternate. So I lost one match. I didn't get to go. And so you just get on a plane and fly home, and you can either wait another 4 years and try again or move on. I fortunately, MMA was there, so I transitioned to that and kind of walked away from wrestling. But I remember those trials like they were yesterday, and that was 2000, the year 2000, Sydney Games.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
when did you retire?
I retired 6 months ago. I quit the sport 5 years ago, but I retired 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's how I had to explain it to my mom. I said, you know, you're getting beat a lot lately. I said, well, Mom, I'm not really trying anymore. I'm cash checks. I mean, this is part of the sport. At some point, it's a cash grab. Pin me, pay me.
Mom's
I was
like,
still getting paid. But 6 months ago, I said, you know what, Scott Coker? It's enough.
I'm good.
What all do you have going on? So you have a podcast.
I got a podcast.
Yeah, The Bad Guy Inc. And what else are you doing? Any businesses?
You have your YouTube.
Any new pizza shops?
Yeah, so I started a television show that got picked up by UFC Fight Pass. And it's a live sporting event, grappling only. Not grappling just in wrestling like we were talking about, amateur wrestling, but also submission holds, jiu-jitsu, catch wrestling, judo, things like this. And these guys go in and compete. No strikes at all, just grappling. And it's turned out to catch on. People love it, and it's shown internationally through a digital platform. And we actually have a show on Sunday. We have a championship going down between Craig Jones and Wagner Rocha, but that's been keeping me busy.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
You want to grapple? How would people
find? And here I am to talk to you, girl. Hey, what's with all the questions? You know, what are you guys, the FBI? It's my turn.
That's true. Honestly, okay, I'll tell you this. First of all, I was texting my assistant, and I was like, listen, you got to figure a couple things out for me. One, we don't know this person, and I just want to make sure that he knows that our format is that we don't have a format.
We don't have a format.
We are pretty shameless, and we talk about anything. We love to normalize things that are deemed not normal. So yeah, we had questions for you, and we would love to get to know you, and our listeners would obviously love to get to know you. And you can ask us whatever you want.
You know what, ladies? I love that. And I operate the same as you. I used to come in and prepare for a show. And then you have a guest who you don't know, but people tell you he's interesting. And so you go, okay, I'll do it. And you're left with Google or even a Wikipedia page. Oh, I could tell you a story where Wikipedia screwed me, by the way. Oh, please tell. In front of a guest. Hold that thought real fast. But okay. I'm with you. That's not fun. Let's just have a conversation. Turn the thing on. Let's just see where it goes. That's when you can have some fun. And I've had some of the worst guests that tell me yes, and they come in and they act like they're there under subpoena. I ask them a question, and they'll give me either a yes or a no, and then I move on to the next question.
And you're like, give me something else.
You don't want to do
I plead the fifth.
Tell me that. Yeah, tell me that when I reach out to you and ask you to do a show. Tell me that I'm an introvert. Okay, great. This isn't for you. I'll move on.
Just go down the list.
Hey, can I tell you my story real fast?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a huge fan of The Office.
Me too.
Yeah, I loved Michael, Steve Carell's character.
Yeah.
Steve Carell, who, by the way, cannot pick a good script outside of The Office. I mean, what a knucklehead on the script he picked. But did a great job on that, and I loved Dwight Schrute. And so I meet a guy just in passing who happens to be Dwight Schrute's manager.
No.
I thought the guy was lying. I never believed him for a second. I said, well, I got a podcast I'd like to have him on. Name's Rain Wilson. And the manager goes, yeah, I'll set it up. How about Monday? Monday. I don't even know this guy. I'm never going to hear from him again. Rainn Wilson calls into the show. So I had done my research just on the off chance this guy I met was telling the truth, and Wikipedia burned me. So I got this guy who I genuinely admire his work. I ask him all these questions that I got from Wikipedia. None of them are right. He corrects me on all of them. He's totally irritated with me.
Oh,
and
no.
Then, you know, as you know, if you have a guest on, particularly him who's got a couple million followers, if he will do something called a retweet, it could really help a guy like me.
Right.
No retweet. Never talk to me again. Said it was the worst interview we ever did. You know what? It was the worst interview because Wikipedia screwed me.
Oh, no.
Like, hey, Rainn, you think I don't know what a bad job I did? I know I did a bad job, but the internet told me these questions were true.
Fuck. All right, so we won't ask you anything that we read on Wikipedia then. We don't want the same thing to happen.
I don't Google well, by the way. When she was my girlfriend, she quit talking to me for like 3 weeks. Finally had to go over to the door and knock on the house because she wouldn't answer my phone. I said, what's the deal? She said, you don't Google well. So what does that mean? She goes, I read some things on Google. Like, well, it's not all true. Well, which ones? I don't really want to tell you because some of them are true, but they're not all true.
let me straighten it out.
I've had friends where I'm like, or people that have said they wanted to Google me, and I'm like, please don't Google me. I'm like, probably a lot of great stuff, but also could be, you know,
bad stuff.
Not great stuff.
Bad stuff.
And I can't control that.
A lot of it's true, but not all of it.
But not all of it.
You get the pothole.
Pothole. True.
Where do you live?
Sorry, I was looking up something.
Did our program interrupt your phone call?
No. I was looking something up because I was really embarrassed.
Oh,
I was going to tell you a story. So, and I was trying to look up his name because I, you know, I'm sitting here saying that I love The Office, but now I'm realizing that I don't know what his actual name is. So I was shamelessly going to look it up.
I know that show.
No. So, the guy that's the writer that's also works in The Office.
Are you thinking of Jim?
No, not Jim.
BJ Novak.
Yes, BJ Novak. Yeah. So I'm in LA. We went to like a food festival and BJ Novak is walking by and I'm never like the starstruck person, like, oh, can I get a picture? But my daughter has been a huge fan since she was really like, you know, like in high school or something. She's 30 now. And so I saw him and he's with this girl and I'm in line for, you know, at this food truck and I go, oh, hey, can I get a picture? And he just looks at me and he goes, no, I don't do that. So I made a complete ass out of myself and I wasn't trying to like post it or anything. I just was trying to send it to my daughter. Like, oh my God, look. And then the worst part is that then later somebody else says something to him and he takes a picture with them.
Were she younger and hotter?
Yes. Yes. And I was like, that motherfucker. Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
That is a dick move. I mean, in all fairness, that is a dick move. And I'm the opposite of you. If I meet somebody in real life that I've seen on TV or seen in the movies, that's a cool thing for me. I'm from a small town.
Yeah.
If I met Will Smith today, I would find a way to have mentioned that to you guys already. Like, oh, you know, Will Smith was there.
Right.
And then I bought some bread. Like, right. I would just find a way to do that. But that's a very rude thing. I mean, I don't really like that. I have an experience. I can see yours and possibly raise you one. The great Larry David, right?
Oh, my God. I love him.
The writer of Seinfeld.
Yes.
Okay. So I was in a bar in Beverly Hills. I used to work at Fox, and so I would have to fly out there for the weekend. And somebody had explained to me whether this is true or not. Somebody had told me very early on, hey, you're going to see a bunch of celebrities. Don't bother them. Like, this is their hometown. This is their hometown restaurant. Nobody here bothers. They act like they're not. Okay. So I follow the code. Larry David comes in. He's all by himself. He sits at the bar. He's got some peanuts. He's got something to drink. He's watching the game all by himself. I'm with another guy. It's like, man, I can't take it. I have to go say hi to that guy. And I tell him the code that somebody else had told me. Eh, you're not supposed to do that. You know, this is hometown bar. Nobody's bugging him. I think he walked here. He must live right around here. I can't. I have to go say hi to him. So he goes up and says, hey, can I get a picture? And Larry looks up and says, I don't think so.
Oh.
Like, he was just saying in character. But he wasn't rude to the guy. Like, by example,
right.
He asked the guy if he wanted to sit down. He offered the guy some peanuts. He talked to him for about 15 minutes, but would not give him the picture.
Right.
I don't know what the psychology is behind it, but I have to say, Larry David was very nice to this guy, even a no.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think I even told him, I said, hey, can I get a picture with you? My daughter's a huge fan. I just want to send it to her. And he was like, I don't do that. So, yeah. Well, I love Larry David.
He missed out. I think he should have given it to. I had a run-in with LeBron James, the basketball player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was coming to UFC events, and he would not take pictures with anybody unless you were female. Any girl could get a picture, no to every single guy, which I thought was a little weird.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit creepy. Weird. To do that in public, you know, in an arena with 15,000 people where everybody can see.
Yeah.
It is a little weird.
It's creepy.
Yeah, possibly. A little creepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take pictures with lots of people. I take pictures of people that I don't really want to. You know why I do it? I do it for them.
Sure.
Seriously. Like, okay, one of like the worst moments I can have is coaching or doing an event where we're all working, everyone's working out, and you've got people, we've been sweating and it's hot. And
well, that's the thing, you look like shit.
And they stink. I mean, yeah. It's like less about, I mean, every time I take a bad photo, you know what I tell myself? Well, that's what I look like.
That
so
is what it
can't
is.
Change it.
Yeah.
But they'll like, they,
you know,
do, they do this
I,
thing.
I appreciate you saying that line because so many times you'll take a picture and someone will go, okay, let me look at it. Oh, that's a bad photo. Let's do it again. It's like, look, I don't want to be a dick about this, but that's what we look like. That's in real time.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
By the way, you ladies got some guns over there. What is your secret?
I don't have guns.
You're very toned.
No, I'm not that. I don't have guns. I'm just leaned forward. So that
you
it's
too.
Like just pushing.
You do too.
I'm seeing the definition there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What is the secret, though? Like low carbs or lots of curls or what is it?
Well,
what's your secret?
What's my secret?
You used to tell me that you had a vodka tonic body.
I did used to say.
You did.
A vodka soda body.
Yeah, vodka, oh, a vodka soda
yeah,
body.
Yeah, vodka soda body.
On the beach in Ibiza. Yeah. You're like my vodka soda body.
This is my vodka soda yes. body.
I do.
No, well, she does CrossFit.
I do CrossFit. I trained, you know, 7 days a week for years. And, you know, genetically too, my mom's super built, my dad, a lot of muscles, but worked out really, really hard for a long time. And now I still work out hard, but
just
not
a little less hard.
Just a little less.
A little less hard.
Yeah.
And then do you add a diet element? I mean, is that low carb thing people are talking about? Is that a real thing?
Okay. So, you know what I would say that is this. A good like rule of thumb for people that are trying to, you know, fix their diet or lose weight or whatever, more times than not, someone who is not a high performance athlete should be able to maintain or have a leaner body doing lower carb and kind of fueling with more fat. But for me, and like even now still, but like being a high performance athlete, high carb, low fat, and like the perfect amount of protein is kind of what I've done for a long time.
So she really, they just count.
Yeah.
She counts her macros, which is.
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to.
All right. Now, see, I'm glad I asked this So there is some secrets. And what about the carbs? I mean, like, are you the sweet potato over the regular potato gal? Do you stay
not
away from bread and get it, you know, more from nuts and fruit, like a paleo base?
You know, for me, I did for a long time. I would choose sweet potato over regular potato. And I finally got to a point where it didn't really matter to me anymore. You know, sweet potato, low glycemic, things like that. But I was training so much that my carbs, I got it from vegetables. I ate a lot of rice. Back then I was eating just regular bread. Now I actually stay away from gluten like more times than not. I sometimes I'll just have it anyways. Like if my mom like homemade something, but that's just because like my stomach gets super upset. But for the most part, bread, I do sandwiches, rice cakes.
I don't think it's really about like a certain food that you don't eat. I think that you just look at how many carbs is in something and how many.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So it's more just about the counting. It's not necessarily saying like, I won't eat that.
Yeah. You know what it is too, though, is like, I'm always like a quantity person. So I like stuff that's going to fill me up. And a lot of the food that's not great for you, you can make it fit. Like let's say, a Snickers. Okay. And whatever calories are in that, you can make that fit into your diet if you are someone who is counting and being very precise, but obviously the quality of that food is not great for you. It's, you know, very long shelf life. So you're not picking good food that's going to be healthy for you. But if you don't care and you just are focused on the numbers and you count and you stay within the numbers you're supposed to have, I mean, it'll work, but your health will still, you know, it will go down if you're fueling with Snicker bars and ice cream and things like that.
Like I drink all my carbs, so my health is down.
I respect that.
Thank you.
Speaking of arms, ladies, would you like to ask me what my secret is?
I was just going to ask you.
Steroids and growth hormone. But don't keep that between us. Like,
hey, yeah.
Okay.
This isn't going
here.
Anywhere.
Like, I don't really want that out, you know, for
yeah, this isn't
reasons.
This but isn't going anywhere.
Save you a step. Like, if you don't have time to work out,
it's just instant. Yeah. I'm going to try that.
And if you do and you overdo it, you know, that growth hormone, you know, help build that stuff back up. Right?
Sure.
I think I got told that one time. I had a cervical.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
A really random question, but you have a picture on the wall. There's a glare on it from the light, so I can't see. It looks like Butterbean, and I know you don't have a picture of Butterbean. But that's how little I can see. Like, I feel like
I'm going to show you Butterbean it. I'll get it off the wall.
What is that picture of?
She's going to get it.
I'm totally off.
It's actually... it's a cartoon picture that somebody painted her of herself lifting.
Okay, now see, I called it, but okay, that is not at all what I saw. That is a beautiful portrait. I apologize for everything. I saw some of the colors. I saw above. I'm way off. That was the glare. I take that back.
It's better.
Did she hear me? Did she know I'm giving an apology? Okay, see, I really
she can't hear you. No, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. He's apologizing profusely.
Yeah, she's gonna care about that.
No, she doesn't. She's the best.
Apology. Wonderful portrait. The glare is what made me think that. Are you mad at me now?
No. Okay. No, in fact,
I just told you. He's like, no, I just called her Butterbean. I'm like, no, she has like the best sense of humor ever.
And
she
honestly,
probably thinks it's funny.
Honestly, Butterbeans sound like they probably would be pretty good.
I do love Butterbeans. Are those like lima beans?
I don't know.
I've always wondered that. I actually had Butterbean on my show just asking that question, and he answered the question, but I was still unclear on it because then he went right back and called it Butterbeans. I think it is a lima bean.
I think they just call it like something in different places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was eating Big Macs and just claiming they were Butterbean. He said he got the name because he had to diet for a fight. He had to lose a crazy amount of weight in a short period. You know, it was like 40 pounds in 20 days or something. So all he ate was Butterbean. And so somebody was like, your name's Butterbean.
What's really funny is that you were saying Butterbean this whole time, and I had no idea who that was. So I really thought you meant that she looked like a lima bean.
Butterbean was the king of the four rounds. He was a boxer, but he went about 430 pounds. so you could see where I would then have to apologize to my fitness athlete.
Yeah, so see, that really was a terrible insult, but neither one of us knew. Neither one of us knew how big an insult it was.
I'm like, honestly, it sounds like it's really good.
Which means it was a great insult.
And I apologize.
Which means that you just...
I was snorting.
Great insult.
That's so funny.
You know, the insult that like fucks with them a little bit. Like, I don't really know what he's talking about.
I mean, I don't know. Look like Butterbean.
That's funny.
No, I did this like Fit Expo. I rarely go and do those. I'll do a few sometimes. And this one was like a newer one and they were really wonderful with the way they like kind of approached me and wanted me to come out. It was in Arizona. And so I went and they have an artist that I guess I had no idea when I got there, when I was leaving, they had this gift for me and she had painted me and like three other people that showed up for the event. And it was a really cool painting. Butterbean.
It is. We're going to call it.
It's on the ground.
That's very thoughtful.
We're calling it Butterbean from now on.
So by the way, where are you ladies? It looks like home. Are you guys roommates? Do you get together? Are you?
No, we're just completely ignoring social distancing.
We're inseparable.
No, I'm just kidding. No,
we're just going to ask you where you live. So we're
in Santa Cruz.
We're in Santa Cruz, California.
California.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful this time of year, right? Nice and sunny.
Well,
today, no. But
this weekend's supposed to be pretty
really hot
dark.
All this week. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you?
Right. Where are you at?
I'm in Oregon. And Oregon, we get, of 365 days a year, we get rain 250. However, summertime in Oregon, I would put head-to-head with anywhere in the world. I'd put it head-to-head with Maui, with San Diego, any way you want to do it. It's light out till 10 p.m. before if you're driving, you don't even need to turn your headlights on. We have no humidity in about 90, 91 degrees. We get that for 10 weeks, and then we got to go back to the rain, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful in the summer.
We need to go back there.
I've gone to...
Portland.
We went to Portland, but I've been to Bend in the summer, and it's gorgeous.
People love Bend.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, they love. Were you skiing, by the way, or hiking?
No, we were there in the summer.
Okay.
So we were there for a wedding.
Known for that. People are moving to Bend in droves just for the outdoor life.
Yeah.
They say they can hunt, they can fish, they can walk around. I don't know anything about that. I don't want to... I'm an avid indoorsman, but for people that like the outdoors, apparently that's a cool place to go.
Yeah. I'm not much of an outdoorsman.
No. Gina likes...
Did you guys watch The Tiger King?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes. I loved it. You didn't really like it.
I got one yes and a
no.
Maybe.
I don't think you loved it as much as I did. I loved it. I felt
I
like it
didn't
was
even finish it.
Oh, I felt like it was watching a train wreck.
No, it was. It definitely was. You know what? My biggest problem with that being as big as it is, my biggest problem with that is because so many people are so dumb. Like that right there. How? Because obviously all the animals and what he was doing is so inhumane and like
no, it's awful,
terrible, right? But how many people do you know? Not that you personally know, but you could think about are probably now going to try and go there to like go and see it and like keep
well,
the business running.
I know. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it was definitely marketing.
It was a fun accident. It was a marketing piece for sure.
So I didn't.
Hey, and
I didn't hate it.
I got to tell you this, and judge me how you will. If I'm on that jury, I don't think I'd put him away. I didn't feel like they proved their case without a reasonable doubt. I think there is doubt. I don't think I lock him up.
I didn't finish it. So this is the thing. I think that they should have locked all of them up. Honestly.
That might be a more reasonable solution to this problem. But I'm not sure they proved their case.
Yeah.
I really mean that.
I mean, like...
At least for the TV show.
The dude Jeff that was wearing like the jeans with the bedazzled and the affliction shirts and shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That guy for sure should have gone away. Like, I think that there was like a larger group of people that should have, but I think they're all pretty shitty. If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty shitty.
They're pretty shitty. I was dying. So I was asking somebody about this the other day. I was like, well, did you see the part? So there's this very small part in it where he's like in his bedroom and his house is so bad, right? He's like in his bedroom and there's like these, like a lock. Did you see that part? There's a, like a lock hanging on the wall. And he was talking about how he hangs that off of his Prince Albert, which is a dick piercing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? How stretched out is this dude's dick? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's one way to.
Because the Prince Albert, is that on the bottom of the dick or is it on the head? I mean, like, I mean, it's both the head.
You know what? I've seen one. I actually know the answer to this question.
Yeah. Is it on the?
It's got to be the bottom.
It's the bottom, right?
1996. I know a guy that got one, and then without being prompted, insisted on taking it out and showing us his new artwork, and it's on the top.
Oh, it's on the top. So
I need something from it. I don't know anything about this, but it is on the top that I could tell you.
Because, dude, there used to be. My sister dated a piercer in high school, and they used to. I can't remember what it's called, but there's one where they go through the shaft.
Ouch.
Yeah. And she's and the so they'll pierce through the shaft so that you have like a barbell on the on like the middle part of your
ribbed
weenie.
For her pleasure. Yeah, or his, I suppose.
I was like, that just seems very dangerous.
But well, yeah. By the way, you want to know another question I had watching that was, you know, you're looking at exotic animals, taking care of them, having a full staff, and then all of the property they were on. Is I was more interested in the finances, like. These people don't strike me as somebody that used to be Wall Street hedge fund guys. Like, who's backing this? How do you get this project up and running? Right. And it could be a simple answer, but I was looking at going, I don't know. Even the people they're bringing in, they're putting on the daily show. I mean, that's a $5, $6 ticket. You know, those aren't $50 tickets to get in the door. So that part of it, I wish that they would have talked a little more about.
Yeah, well, I thought the tickets to get in were pretty expensive.
What were they?
They could have been. Maybe that's the answer.
I think that
maybe
they were.
I took that wrong. I mean.
Yeah,
I'm doing a lot of stereotyping in that. In all fairness, I'm
yeah.
trying to are that part of the world, and you're using some stigmas. And I just figured it was a cheaper ticket.
No, I think
they were doing kids in free and things like that, and hoping a guy buys a T-shirt on the way out. It seemed to me that it was kind of like a carnival barker, but he's only got 18 people to bark at 5 days a week. This is a big operation. How are you doing it?
Yeah. Or crazy the fact that like he's not really paying any of those carnies, and.
Sure.
They're still there.
Well, I think it was really expensive to feed the animals, though. So I think a lot of money was going to that.
Be.
Well, and I think a lot went into his run for governor.
Sure.
Which he probably almost won.
And it's not cheap to feed this little guy. So, I mean, right. I can only imagine having a whole property full of wild cats. Come on. I would have really been fascinated to hear how they keep the doors open.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it didn't look like it was like a really high-end establishment.
No.
You know, it wasn't like the...
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it was like kind of shitty. But I want to say that when they were interviewing people that were like in line, I think they were paying like a few hundred dollars to go see
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. But I remember thinking like, wow. Because I mean, I think that they just really want to see big animals.
Sure.
I mean, I would.
Door.
I don't think I'd pay that much money.
No.
No. No. No.
Well, not to mention, they're rather scary. I mean, in all fairness, you know, I mean, I see people, they do this every year. Somebody decides to put his head inside of a lion's mouth and then it gets bit and he can't figure out why. And it's, you know, it's like, who's running these things? Don't let your customer come and put his hand in an alligator's mouth because you promised them you're holding it open. There's just some weird things that happen every year, but I guess somebody doesn't have social media to see that it happens. I mean, some of it gets a little bit wild in my estimation.
Yeah, I agree.
Just like desperate for a dollar, I guess.
For sure.
Exactly.
What would you do for a view? Yeah, we wanted that to catch on for a while.
Yeah.
Me and Gina wanted to start a segment on my YouTube channel. We would just call it What Would You Do For A View?
Which sounds like it would turn into a...
It could end up being pretty bad.
Episode of Jackass or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. No, it might be an easier question to ask some of those attention whores. What would you not do for a view? I mean, you might have
true.
A quicker answer to that.
That's true.
Because some of those pages, it's anything. I'm seeing these people that are doing... They're more Instagram folks, but they're doing some kind of absolute death-defying tricks. And every now and then they're dying, like hanging off a balcony or trying to plank off a balcony 50 stories up, and then the balcony breaks. They never thought of it. Right. Constructed it. All to film it for Instagram or get these pictures. Go, guys, you got there's something
wrong.
Somebody needs to talk to you. Like, obviously, mom and dad failed somewhere, but attention is not worth your life. Get a little more creative.
There's people that die taking selfies of themselves, like on cliffs. Just
right.
a selfie. That's not even death defying. I'm just trying to get this really cool picture and friggin' fall off the back, you know.
That would
fall
happen
down
to you.
It would happen to me. This
right.
is why I don't take selfies.
You don't
why
have to
you
hang don't. Off a balcony. Be a couple of hotties on a couch with a Butterbean picture behind you. I mean, come on, it works. Let the world know. That's put what... your head inside a lion's mouth to become famous? Come on.
Honestly,
I wouldn't do that.
I see stuff on social media, which I fucking hate social media, but I see stuff and I'm like, oh yeah, okay. And then I think to myself, like, well, okay, what are my ideas? Like, what could I do? What could I do for, you know, content? And then I try and think about it, and then I think, nah.
Because that wouldn't be real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, you know?
I have to come back. Nah. I have to come back to BJ Novak real fast, though.
Yeah.
So that was a celebrity sighting that went a little bit south, but certainly give me one that went positive. Give me a celebrity we go, wow, I didn't know that'd be such a nice guy, but turned out he really was.
I can tell you right off the top of my head.
Who?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jason Momoa.
Nicest.
Henry Cavill.
I haven't met as many as she has, but nicest, most genuine guy I've ever met. And I haven't met a ton of celebrities, so I can't like really compare it. But for who he is,
he's
the nicest guy.
He is the exact, he's the exact same person in real life as you do see in like anything else. Wonderful guy. Huge,
you know,
human.
Those great ones from my own experience, but are the celebrities that we all think are cool, but nobody's told them. They don't know they're they don't know people think they're cool. And then, and that's where the term for me, at least, the regular guy comes in, where he's just the regular guy. There's no bravado. A couple of them that I met, this name might surprise you to name drive, but I had that experience with Sylvester Stallone, who I would have to put Rocky. I'd have to put him as one of the most famous people I've ever met. He could not have been a more regular guy. It was like nobody ever told him that he's Rambo. And he could not have, and it wasn't just my experience. I observed him with other people just from a distance.
Yeah.
He's just a cool guy.
I love that. First Blood, I've watched that movie a million times. Love that movie.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'll watch it a few more. Schwarzenegger has one like that called Commando.
Oh, yeah.
Where like every 3 or 4 years, I'll go back and watch it even though I've seen it. But there's just something nostalgic about it for me.
Oh, that's cool. I love hearing that about him because he's an awesome guy, so knowing that he's down to earth is...
Arnold?
Sylvester.
Oh. I'm like, Arnie?
Our friend Daniel is obsessed with Sylvester Stallone. Obsessed. He'll love to hear that.
Who else?
Who else? Who else did...
Okay.
No, I'm asking Chael.
Oh.
I'll throw one at you, and I think this will surprise you too. And what was Robert De Niro?
Oh.
And as far as the world of fame, that's probably got to be the most famous person I've ever met. But it was the same way. He stood there. He would talk to you as long as you wanted to talk, where it's like at some point, you know, Mr. De Niro, I know you have better things to do than this, but he would not be the one to break the conversation. He would stand there. He would ask questions, whether it was an act or not. He pulled it off. De Niro.
Oh, that's cool.
For me, were the top of the food chain. As far as it's being nice guys, but didn't have to be.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I haven't met anybody of that caliber. Maybe one day.
We've been around a lot of people in LA that are not famous at all, that act like they're the most famous person in the room.
That is true.
That's all over LA. It's an act, right?
My God. We went to dinner one night.
It's hard.
Made a reservation.
Oh my God. You tell it. No, you tell it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that big a story, but it was just so...
We went to this restaurant. I don't remember what it was called.
Can't remember. It was like rooftop something.
It was a rooftop.
It was like in West Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah.
Man, I can't remember what it's called. It has like indoor-outdoor seating. Anyways, we get there. We have a reservation. And as we're like standing in line, you've got all of the Instagram Insta-famous models taking photos of themselves. And then like just cutting us in line. And we're just like trying to get there to be like, hey, we're here for our reservation.
Yeah, we're just trying to tell them that we have a reservation.
And they just keep getting in front of us. And literally it's shoulder to shoulder in that area in the entryway. And then in the bar, because there's so many people. And that's what we'd been told, like make a reservation. It gets really busy. We did that. It didn't make a fucking difference. And every single person, shoulder to shoulder, people across the room that see you, we could tell that we were the bottom of the food chain.
We were the least important people there.
Hands down, everyone there made you feel like you were the least important person in the room.
And Brooke just looks at me. She goes, oh, is everybody the most important person in the room right now? Every single person but us. And it was,
it's LA.
I love visiting LA, but I would never want to live there.
It would just be so exhausting.
Never.
I agree with you. The few times I have visited, the weather was nice. I'll take my wife. She loves the shopping. Good food. But, boy, to socialize and get into some of those circles that are just about social climbing, nothing's real. Everybody's a star. Everybody's the next director. Oh, my goodness. Stop. Please.
Yeah.
Please. Stop. Let's just be regular people. Right. Please. Yes. We're in a society here, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
They just, you know, it's a lot of people that they just, they only want to give you any amount of their fake time if you have something
that they want.
Yeah. And then the second they have it, they're done with you. So yeah. I met a lot of people like that when I was doing Wonder Woman. I was at Amazon in Wonder Woman. That was my first time, first experience with film and like the entertainment world. And then also being around lots of people who are the most important person in the room. And I'm just out there like, I know I'm not that important, but it's just called human decency.
Yeah.
You know, you can just,
it's called kindness.
Yeah.
Be kind.
And if you want to be an asshole, be an asshole to my face. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
I was at a steak place in Beverly Hills. Trying to think of what it's called. Maestro? Is there a place called Maestro?
Yeah, Maestro or Master. Oh, okay. Yeah, something like that.
Something like, very good though, I must say. But very good, very popular place. Reservations type situation, you're not going to get in. But I ran into a guy who turns out to be Woody Harrelson, who played the dumb guy on Cheers. Woody Harrelson, ring a bell?
Yes.
He was in Hunger Games. Okay.
Oh, no.
Turns out
yes.
He has a brother. So this is Woody Harrelson's brother. Now, the brother's like 2 or 3 years older. So I end up visiting with the brother, and the brother ends up telling me, and he's showing me all these pictures right on his cell phone of he and Woody and how much Woody looks like him and how Woody looks up to him and what a good job Woody's done while trying to be him. He looks up to me. But man, I don't want to be a dick about this, but Woody's a big star from Cheers. I didn't know you existed. I think you might have this one backwards. It's being a little bit obnoxious. But I felt it incumbent upon myself after 15 minutes in the lobby with this guy, total stranger, to let him know, because it seemed like nobody else in his life had let him know.
Yeah.
So I did. I let him know.
He Bad
was
guy
friends
Inc.
with management. I got kicked out while he went upstairs and had a porterhouse.
Oh, no.
That's my Maestro's experience. Ended up in a food truck, had a burrito, and it was delicious.
I bet it was.
So hell
he
yeah.
Loses, I win.
And you know what? He may not have realized it in that moment, but you changed his life.
That's right.
You Plus, gave, him, the, gave him some.
Him. I mean, we could add that.
You could have killed him. Yeah, for sure.
Bad Guy Inc. Someone's got to do it. You know?
The job has to be done.
You did him a big favor.
I feel like I did.
You did.
I felt like I did him a favor, of which he's never thanked me for. Oh, I've never really? Seen like a shout out. You know, I met this guy in the lobby and I was being obnoxious and he put my pants on for me. Like, no, he'd be thrown out. He was like friends with the manager. Probably his brother was friends with the manager.
That's definitely
way,
what it was.
Oh my God.
I told my story walking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Horrible.
You know, when you meet someone who they constantly, it's very clear that the whole time they're just trying to sell you on them. You know, it's
or somebody like that's just riding on somebody else's coattails.
Oh, yeah, that.
Like they're just trying to show how cool they are by who they know. So stupid.
Right. And it was his own brother. He was pulling out pictures like a proud parent would do with his child. He was doing this with his brother to a stranger in a lobby who just wanted something to eat. Like the whole thing. It could not have been.
I know. How did that? How did that even come up?
I had said something to the person I was with. I go, man, that looks a lot like Woody Harrelson. And it did. It looks a lot like what was his brother. It did look like him.
Oh, okay.
And the guy had said something bad. And it happened to be Halloween, by the way. So I made a comment like, man, I think that guy's dressed up as Woody Harrelson. And by the way, that looks just like Woody. It wasn't meant to be overheard. It most certainly wasn't an insult. And he did take it that way. He overheard. He's like, as a matter of fact, it's actually the other way around. That's my little brother. He's been trying to look like me his whole life. He starts showing me these photos. I mean, they were just like queued up on his phone. He's scrolling through both of them side by side. Christmas morning at the Harrelson house. There's this whole thing. It's like, man, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is weird. Not for nothing. I know the Dumbo from Cheers. In fact, I think he played Woody on Cheers. I didn't know you existed. Not for nothing. I'm pretty sure he's the star here.
100%.
I mean, he's trying to reverse engineer reality that I grew up through NBC. For goodness sake, come on, that's a tough sell.
is funny.
I'm pretty happy.
I'm not
going
to lie. I have to pee really bad right now.
Go.
Okay. Get all right. You guys chat. I'm going to go pee.
Yeah, we can carry it on. We're going to talk about you. Get up and leave. We're going to talk about you like either, friends would do.
Yeah. You don't have to.
All right. Thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, finally.
What dead weight
Jesus
that was.
Christ.
Wow, now we can have a show. So
talking about
how's
someone
everything?
Riding on your coattails. Good thing. Just kidding. She always tells me that she rides on my coattails. And I was like, Gina, you and I, we share the coat. It's just a big coat that we're both wearing and has some really short coattails so no one else can jump on this train.
By the way, how do you kids know each other? Is this like a childhood friendship? You seem to get along very well.
No. So I met Gina, her and her ex-husband, they had bought a gym that I was a coach at. And
by the way, is that Gina with a J
yeah,
or a G?
J. Gianna.
All right, that's how Gina's supposed to be spelled.
Gianna. Yeah, we met that way, and I spent a lot of time at her house when I was training for the CrossFit Games, and I would work out there in the afternoons, and we just became just the absolute bestest of friends.
Besties.
Yeah. I just turned 30 in August. She turned 50.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It was almost a very long time ago. I'll be 31. Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be 31.
Quarantine has no time.
Gina, I don't want to be the skunk at the garden party, but that was the world's fastest bathroom break. Did you wash your hands?
I did.
Let me smell them.
I did.
Let me smell them. She did.
I did.
She did? All right.
It was a quick pee. I can.
I must say.
I'm a fast peer. I can, like, push it out really fast.
Yeah, and apparently get the water on and soap up in the middle of a quarantine. I mean, respect. Good job.
She was scared that I was going to talk some serious shit.
Yeah, you have to get back to the group. We were talking about.
Well, I felt a little bit rude that I was, like, leaving, you know?
He was asking how we met.
You got to go.
Oh, well, we met through the gym.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we met through the gym. We actually bonded on my ex-husband. He and I were together at the time, and he befriended her first, and then she was having to shop for something for, like, an event.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, Gina loves shopping.
Go shopping with Gina. And
granted,
like,
this is, like,
okay,
after we've been married for, like, 23, 24 years. Gina loves shopping. You should have her go with you. And so, like, Brooke asked me if I want to go shopping. I'm like, okay. So we go shopping, and within, like, I don't know, 15 minutes, I said, I hate shopping. She goes, what? Nico told me he loved shopping. And she was like, I hate shopping too. So we just went and ate cookies.
We did. We were trying to
shopping.
You look like you're like, you look about 32 years old. What do you mean you guys married 23 years? So you get married at 9?
I just turned 50.
She turned 50.
50 years old?
50.
Yes.
Respect, girl.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That was not meant to be like some weird compliment. I really would have guessed about 32 years old.
Oh,
see?
That's so sweet. Well,
she's always like,
it might be to be sweet. If somebody asked me to guess your age, 31, 32.
Oh, well, I'll take that. If you see me up close, it's way different.
No, stop.
But yeah, Botox is a wonderful thing.
You're 2 feet away on a 60-inch monitor. I feel like we're pretty close.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, so yeah, I was married 25 years before we got divorced.
23 years a minute ago, you washed
your
hands.
No, this was 20. No, no, this was 20.
I feel like, you know.
No, this was 20.
I feel like there's some fists going on.
No, this was 23 years ago that I met her.
That we went shopping.
Ah.
All right. Well, we had been married 23 years when I met her, but then we were still married after that. So we were married almost 25 years. Sorry. That's to clarify.
23, 25, you didn't wash your hands. You did wash your hands.
Did you fart? Did you not fart?
Every time.
Yeah. No, it wasn't me.
Every time.
There's just two of us in the room.
Yeah, you and me are the only ones here.
It's just you and me. How many times have you had that situation where you, like, kind of smell something and you're like, is that you? And they're like, I don't smell anything. Like, of course it was you. Just the two of us.
Obviously.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, anyway.
Chael, if you had a superpower, if you had a superhero name, what would it be?
Okay, how do I interpret this? Like
here, I'll
like
tell
my
you.
Real
we'll
skills,
do...
what do I see as my great attribute? Or if I could choose as, like, I would like to be invisible, for example.
what
well,
you,
that would be very cool, yeah. but it what, has to be based on your skills.
Based on you. So like Gina here, her superhero name is
Worst Case Scenario Girl.
Okay. Okay. I would love to hear more about how she got that.
Give me a situation.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I can tell you, I only need 1 to 3 hours of sleep a night, and I can get it at any point. I can go around the clock and then take a nap during lunch break and go for another 24 hours. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's a rare thing.
No, that's
thing.
Cool.
I'll put it as a super quality. How do you
like
that?
Is a super quality.
You could be like the vampire.
I mean, that was kind of dumb.
Oh, that was dumb? Okay. Yeah.
Well, the board guy. It really turns into just being bored. When you're up at 3 in the morning and nobody else is, there's not a whole lot to do. That I can tell you.
The board
Someone
guy.
Someone call the board guy.
Yeah.
Brooks would be...
You told me today.
I told her today. Hers would be the finder. This girl can find anything. And me being older, I lose things all the time.
She loses things
lose
all
glasses,
the time.
My glasses, lose my keys. I can't find my drink. I can't find, you know... Of course, I had to throw the drink in there. And... She always goes, okay, hold on. I'm really good at finding things.
Damn, I'm
and she'll
really
find it every single time. Every single time. Find her.
I would encourage you, Gina Bean, to put your glasses and your keys in the same spot every time. You walk in the door, you put them in the same spot.
This is the problem with a bad memory. Don't remember where you put them last time.
The same spot. That really helps, okay? You find a place on the counter. This is where the glasses and keys, you walk in the
door, learning it.
Keys go right there.
No, so at home.
I know where my keys are.
So you're right. And at home, for the most part, I usually put them in the same spot. It's usually when we're traveling.
Like in a hotel room.
But you're right. Same spot. Should be in the same spot. I'm going to try that out.
You know, you put them in your purse, you do something like that.
Or like
just
the
a
other.
Suggestion.
Or the other day.
Not even all that sophisticated of one. I'm a little surprised no one's ran this past before, if you really want to know the truth.
Oh, man. Honestly, maybe it's selfish of me, but I like practicing finding things.
Yeah, she likes it. She encourages me to lose That's things true. So that she can find
we
things.
We were at Gina's sister's house the other day, and we were kind of talking about, like, Joe not being able to find his fucking glasses.
Oh, my brother-in-law. Yeah.
Like searching for him forever and they're on his head.
Yeah.
And Gina the other day, she always talks on her phone on speakerphone.
Because I can't hear it well if I put it against my ear.
And she was on speakerphone talking to this person, but then letting the person know she was looking for her phone.
Yeah, that actually just happened up here. My mother could not find her phone. She called my aunt, her sister, to say she couldn't find her phone. My aunt responded, "Have you?" And my mom was in the car. My aunt responded, "Have you looked in the glove box?" My aunt was on the ride. Neither one of them put it together.
Well, no, it was so weird. I was rushing to get out of somewhere. I can't remember. And they were telling me something, and I said, "Wait, hold on, sorry, I'm really distracted. I'm just trying to find my phone." And they didn't say anything either. I can't remember who it was. I think it was my sister. And they didn't say anything either.
That's funny.
And then I realized, what the fuck? I'm on my phone. Like,
well, you probably
I'm on my phone.
You probably aren't like doing this.
No,
right? So like, you're like you forget that this person could maybe be
it's
someone,
not just a part
be
of my
someone
hand
behind you talking
just
to you.
Not a part of my hand. Yeah, I don't know.
My buddy's mom went through this when we were in college, which is 20 years ago, but again, seems like yesterday. And his mother worked the night shift at a grocery store. So around midnight, she's leaving. She gets in her car. She left the car turned over one notch. So she tries to start it. It was a Toyota 4Runner. She tries to start it. It doesn't start, but as soon as she turns it all the way over, it locks the door. So when she unlocks it and tries to get out, the doors are now locked. The battery's too dead to pop it up. So she's in the car for a period of time with nobody coming by because it's midnight. So she finally is trying to pick what window she's going to kick out that will be the easiest and cheapest to replace when a guy comes by. So she bangs on the window. She gets his attention. He walks over and she yells at him through the glass, "I'm locked in my car. Can you get help? My battery's dead." And the guy looks at her without forming a word and goes, and for anybody who's not watching me, they're listening. He gives her the sign of reach down and grab it
and pop it up.
Hold it, lock up. So she did, and she was instantly saved, but it just never crossed her mind. She was ready to kick a window out because her battery was dead. Some random stranger who's got to be a little bit of a weird guy to be grocery shopping at 1 in the morning, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't form a word, just makes the sign to her. Great.
That would 100% be me.
Sure.
100%. Not the smartest tool in the shed.
That's okay.
Smartest? Sharpest. See, I can't even say that saying right. The sharpest.
Honestly, if you were, though,
yeah,
I feel like our show would be way less entertaining.
It's way better with how dumb you are. Group,
right?
Yeah.
It's like, everybody needs it. Every group needs a Gina.
100%. It's like I'm
snorting again.
I'm not the best at spelling.
No, you're a terrible speller.
I'm a pretty bad speller.
Yeah. I'm a way better speller than you.
I just accept it. I'm like, well, okay. Yep, that's it. And you know what? I sometimes spell things the way they sound.
I mean, that makes sense.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Sure.
Usually when I know that I don't know what it's
spelled.
Spell
prevaricate. How do I spell it or how is it spelled? there's two different answers.
Oh, there, yes.
How I spell it?
Speaking of, so I wanted to ask you, where does your name come from?
Last five letters of Michael. My mother tells me the story that they were going to name me Michael. They're on the way to the hospital where she's going in labor, and they thought, well, people are going to call him Mike. They didn't like the name Mike as much as Michael, so they just took the M-I off and went with the C-H-A-E-L.
Interesting. But didn't...
Somewhat interesting. I mean, there's my story.
So, but Michael, so it's not Cole.
It's not Cole, but anytime I tell the story, somebody always says that.
Yeah.
They go, so your real name's Cole. It's like, meh. Fine.
Well, no, I wasn't saying your real name's Cole. I just was trying to understand the...
What was going through her
what
mind?
What was going through her mind. Yeah.
Probably get this baby out of me.
Yeah, that's
name
true. Name him whatever you want, but don't put an M-I on there.
That's right.
Oh, that's interesting. I know. I was trying to figure out. I was like, oh, I wonder what that means.
You have two kids?
Two kids, little maniacs. They break something in my house every day.
How old? Yeah.
One is 5, the little boy is 5, and the little princess is 2.5.
Oh my goodness.
In fact, my son will be 5 in, as he puts it, 6 more sleeps. So he's actually technically 4.
Yes.
But we have a little birthday party planned. We're actually going through a big thing in my house. It's all been about Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
4 years, Halloween, Incredible Hulk, same costume every year, won't hear anything about it. And now, as of like 10 days ago, he's into John Cena. I asked him this morning,
so
if Hulk and John Cena fought, who would win? And I knew whoever he said would win in this mythical battle meant who he liked more. And he thought for a while, and he said, John Cena.
Wow.
Like, oh, God, I got to take all your presents back.
Wow.
I got to get on Amazon because I don't have any John Cena toys, and it sounds like I need some in 6 sleeps.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really funny. Where has he seen John Cena?
He's a good kid. But like, I'm not raising him up to like be a scholar and stuff like most parents. I'm getting him ready for prison. You know, he's got to know the ropes if he's going to go inside.
Right. Yeah. I think that's smart.
Yeah, you want to be over with the cigarette smokers getting fake tattoos. You want to be on the weight pile with the shot collars like his pop was. Trust
yeah,
me when I
right.
tell you. That's the way to do your time.
You know, I always was. So I have 4 kids. They're all grown. But I always just... My ex and I would always be like, we just want, you know, just have lowered expectations. You know, I think, you know, our big thing was, you know, he and I both got, you know, pregnant right out of high school, you know, not married. And then, you know, anyway, we can go like a whole list.
I mean,
no felonies though. We were so, and neither one of us graduated high school. So we were yeah, right?
None of that. And he had 2 women pregnant at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have 2.
Oh.
I know.
How do you break that news, dude? Can we stay on that just for a second, Gina?
No. That was before me. It was before me. I met him and he already had 2 kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she had been pregnant. So
yeah, and by the way, he was also in high school?
Well, so he was 18. I was 18, turned 19. So I was out of high school. He was technically out of high school. But like right out of high school. So
he had 2 kids at 18 with 2 different women.
Yep. Yeah. 6 months apart.
Please continue the story.
So it was just so funny because we had just like, oh my God, all 3 of, you know, our 3 older ones, because there's like 10 years difference between them and my youngest. And we were so excited, like, oh my God, we're the best parents ever. They all graduated high school. No one's gotten pregnant yet. This is our huge win.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it is.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank
that.
You. No one's on drugs. I mean, I think they play a little bit with some weed, but you know.
They all definitely
dabble in some weed. But you know, they all have jobs. You know, screw these other people that like need this like major college education and all this other stuff. Well, we did have one finish college, but you know, they have jobs. They pay their rent. I'm very proud of them.
Home run.
Right?
Yeah. There's no lowered expectations there. That's the grand slam. Congratulations.
Thank
we
you.
We lowered our expectations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh man. But yeah, five. So almost six. You said almost five and two.
Two and a half.
How's
two and a half, yeah.
They used to always say terrible twos, but I think it's the threes.
Yeah, and you know, I don't mind that. Like, stuff that will drive other parents crazy is never bothered. It's the screaming, the crying, even in the middle of the night. You know, I believe if you want to be heard, you got to make a little noise. I got no problem with that. If they want something, you got to speak up in this house. And yeah. You know what? I'll get it for you. I respect a good tantrum. I always have.
I like that.
My wife will throw a tantrum. I think it's hot. She throws a tantrum. Boom. New car. Done. Just because you worked for it. Just because you showed me that you want it. You showed me some passion.
Listen, baby. You show me how mad you want it. Biggest tantrum. Right. Go.
Oh my gosh.
Let me know this is important to you. We're good here.
Oh my gosh.
That's
so
awesome.
It. So funny. All right.
Will that work for me and you?
No.
No.
Throw a tantrum, then you get it? I'm broke. I have no money.
Well, you've already promised me the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'll pay you in years.
I told Gina that she's going to be begging me to unplug her one day.
Dude, I said she's going to probably have me taxidermied and put like on her couch. I'll probably still be doing the podcast later. She'll just be like, it's like, hey Gina, how did it?
That's friendship.
Right? Dude, that is friendship.
Stop being your friend is a way of immortalizing
the ultimate
friendship to the highest.
It is.
You got a good friend there, Gina.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I try. I would do the same for her, but I'm definitely dying before her, you know, so.
Wah, wah.
We'll see how that goes.
You know, everyone's like, Gina, do you want to tell us something? You're only 50. I'm totally healthy. I'm okay. Well, we're at an hour, Tail. So that's
I've had it with you both anyway. I feel like you guys have been trying to get me off. Like this was too much charm for your show, like
no.
From the beginning. You know,
no.
Like you guys have some vendetta against good-looking badasses. Like I've been sensing this for a while. So, but you know what? You're not getting rid of me. I have other places to go. I'm getting rid of you. But before I go, I want to tell you a new joke that's going
around.
Right, ladies?
Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is 6 feet tall, charming, and disappears in an instant?
Chael Sonnen. Superman.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a turd.
I guess you just hung up on us. I thought that's so funny.
I kind of thought he was going to do that. But then when he was like getting in his bag and I thought he was putting on props, I'm thinking like, well, what is that?
I just didn't want to go way over an hour. Our listeners don't really like that.
No.
I mean, I don't know if they don't really like that.
Well, that was fun.
That was really fun. Super cool guy.
Yeah.
Even though he just hung up on us.
You guys. I mean, all over sticker burrs. Maggie has stickers everywhere in this house.
Well, so we just had this conversation. Does anybody else call them sticker burrs? Because I call them sticker burrs. You don't like those? You don't?
They're like little burrs.
What do you call them? Stickers? Yeah. Well, they're those little round.
Like
yeah, they're like a little round burr with all the stickers. And Maggie just collects them and they're all over the couch. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Sticker burrs.
Okay, well. We just met Chael Sonnen. He's a very cool dude.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
And super funny. And he hung up before we got a way to tell you how to find him.
Yeah, you can find him.
But he has a YouTube.
Yeah, Bad Guy Inc. You can find him on Instagram. He's a very cool guy. We did not know what to expect.
Yeah, had no idea.
And you know what? We tried to figure out, you know, get an idea of who he was, learn about his background,
yeah.
His legal issues.
I just, you know what I liked about him is that he's kind of like us. He just tells it how it is.
Yeah.
And I really like that about people.
What you see is what you get. And yeah. He seems like a really good dude who's learned a lot of stuff. And I would actually, he wants us to be on his podcast. We're probably gonna do that. And
well, I hope he still does. I don't know.
We were kind of nervous. I was nervous. Like, what if this person, I mean, he's done a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And I was worried that what if he hasn't watched or listened to our show and he has no idea that like
a normal format,
we don't have like this structure. I'm like, please find out if that's going to bother him or upset him, because it would really suck for us to have, you know, a bad review from the bad guy.
I know. That's true. Even the bad guy doesn't like us.
What I loved is when he called us out, like, what's with all the questions? I'm like, we really wanted to have some good questions to get you guys, the listeners, like, to like learn about this person.
You can tell, you know how they say, like when people lose control of the interview?
Yes.
It's kind of like what happened.
I kind of loved it though.
No, I loved it too. But I just think it's funny. Like, you can tell that he has his own show and that he's, you know, has a podcast and that he's a very charismatic guy, because he just, anytime you ask him something, it's just whoop, right back at you.
Yeah.
I felt like we were being interviewed.
I loved it.
I did too.
It was great. You guys.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Go check him out.
Check him out. And we'll let you know when we are going to be on his podcast. You can check that out
if he still wants us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Hopefully we just get an opportunity to hang up on him. That's what I'm hoping for.
Just click.
Bye. I guarantee you he'll hang up on us before we get a chance to.
What's 50? And can't find her glasses.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, remember to rate, review, subscribe,
five-star rating, five-star warning. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.